The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome. You are listening to RBN, and this is the National Intel Report. And I am a special host, I guess you could say. I have my own program on the network on Saturday. And William Repellum asked me to sub in for him, and he was nice enough to lend a hand with my show. He and Jeremy was having thunderstorm issues, so I will return the favor. Worked all day today, so I'm a little tired, but I always have the time to speak the truth and bring the facts to you all. So please, if you have any news you'd like to contribute, reports, anything at all, please do, you know, call in 512-248-8252. Again, it's 512-248-8252. And again, this is Chris Switzer. I don't even know if I announced it. It's been a long day and a long past 4 to 5 days with me moving out of state and getting my house all set up and everything. So days have kind of blended here. But I am your guest host tonight, Chris Switzer. Normally, the Freedom Ministry is my program. Please do give us a call if you have any questions, want to contribute, have any reports or intelligence that you can add. It would be welcome. And as I do on my show, which might be a little different from the norm here, I'm just going to read you the devotional for today, and we will continue on. Today is August the 9th on the man-made Gregorian calendar. Wear my robe of righteousness with ease. I custom made it for you, to cover you from head to toe. The price I paid for this covering was astronomical. My own blood, referring to Jesus, of course. You could never purchase such a royal garment, no matter how hard you worked. Sometimes you forget that my righteousness is a gift, and you feel ill at ease in your regal robe. I weep when I see you squirming under the velvety fabric, as if it were made of scratchy sackcloth. I want you to trust me enough to realize your privileged position in my kingdom, God's kingdom, Yahweh's kingdom, the Creator God. Relax in the luxuriant folds of your magnificent robe. And that's the armor of protection that we wear as believers. that were promised. Because he is our battle axe. He is our protection, our shield. Keep your eyes on me as you practice walking in this garment of salvation. When your behavior is unfitting for one in my kingdom, do not try to throw off your royal robe. Instead, throw off the unrighteous behavior. Right? Repent. Turn away from the sin. It's all about your actions, your attitude, and your accountability as a man or woman under God. Then you will be able to feel at ease in this glorious garment, enjoying the gift I have fashioned for you before the foundation of the world. This devotion is taken from Scripture's Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, and Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24, if you're interested in checking them out. Let's kick it off here with the late John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report. I am honored to be a guest host tonight, and I only had the pleasure of even speaking to the man but a few times, and each time was interesting, and I didn't really know he was even listening to my show, and he popped in on one of the breaks and, you know, cut out the commercial, and luckily I had my headphones on. And he's like, what are you reading? Like, what is this? And I thought, you know, it was early on. I thought maybe I was going to get scolded or something, you know, because I was reading some anti-Semitic stuff. But no, I was reading from the Protocols of Zion, but it was from another book, The Talmud Unmasked. The Talmud Unmasked. And I was just exposing these Edomites, whom call themselves Jews today, and lie about who they really are. Because they lie about everything. It's in their nature. It's inherent in who they are. Because their father is the wicked one, the devil. He was a liar from the beginning. A man killer. So they only seek and desire to do his will. Not the Creator God's will. Oh no. So they hate you. They hate you especially if you're a believer. But they also just hate you if you're an Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Celtic, Germanic, a white European, if you will. An Aryan, however you want to put it, an Israelite. Because they've been at enmity with us since way back, way back. It goes back to Scripture. It goes back to Genesis. I'm talking about Esau and Jacob. Who came from Isaac and Rebekah. And that's where these Jews lie. Because, hey, we were once from that line, that bloodline. You know, we came from Abraham. But there comes a point when you start race mixing, destroying your blood, disobeying father, and all types of wickedness and sin, that you're no longer what you were. You can't claim it anymore. And that's what we're dealing with today. And it's inherent in their very nature, their very character. We see it all around us. They're the banksters. They're the politicians. They're the insurance agents. They're the administrators behind all these three-letter agencies. The comptrollers. The trustees. It's unbelievable. And they play the name game, of course. Always with these precious metals, gold, silver, Steinberg bomb. But no, to notice this stuff and then to expose them for it, you're just an anti-Semite. That's all it is. You're an anti-Semite. I have a news report here out of the local10.com. I think it's Florida local news. And it's from yesterday. Nearly 100 arrested in child sex abuse case that claimed the lives of two South Florida FBI agents. So, they definitely are involved in this sickness. They control the human trafficking and sex trafficking rings, by and large. They've always done that. In fact, they use the Jewesses as the prostitutes of old, but they also use the white slavery as well, which they would call the Goyim or the Gentiles, which it's a misnomer. It's not even the right way to say it. They invert words and lie about everything, folks. Everything. Everything. Just like Jesus said in Revelation 2:9, when he called them out and said, "I know that who call themselves Jews, but are not, and thou art poor or in poverty, but thou art rich, that call themselves Judites," is the real translation. The word Jew was never there. So it's those who call themselves Judites, but are not, for you are the synagogue of Satan, he said. The synagogue of Satan. Is that God's children? And if Jesus is telling them this, could he possibly be one of them? Is Jesus part of the synagogue of Satan? Of course he's not. It's ridiculous on its face. And Judaism and Christianity are diametrically opposed to one another. They don't even compute. They're at odds. Enmity. I digress. Here is the article titled, "Nearly 100 Arrested in Child Sex Abuse Case That Claimed Lives of Two South Florida FBI Agents. Investigation into Alleged Trafficking Ring Stretched All the Way to Australia, to the Land Down Under." This is from Miramar, Florida. Dozens of suspects have been arrested in a child sex abuse investigation that turned deadly for two South Florida FBI feds. In February of 21, suspect David Lee Huber opened fire on FBI agents Daniel Alphen and Laura Schwarzenberger. There's that Berg Schwarzenberger. As they served a warrant at his Sunrise home in Crimes Against Children case. The agents lost their lives. Huber died of a self-inflicted gunshot, according to the FBI. On Tuesday, the FBI announced that 98 people were arrested in connection with an alleged child sex abuse ring, and 13 children were rescued from harm. The investigation stretched all the way to Australia. And we have a quote here from the Australian Federal Police Commander, Helen Schneider. Quote, "We see it as a significant outcome and it should serve as a warning to those who are preying on our most vulnerable. We are looking for you and we will find you and arrest you." Probably whether you're guilty or not, that's another story. Authorities have said the Sunrise case is connected as the agents who lost their lives were investigating the alleged ring. The search warrant was served on a computer programmer suspected of having child pornography. More than 2 years ago, authorities say Huber was watching the agents approach through his video doorbell when he opened fire, killing the agents and injuring three others. Alphen and Schwarzenberger dedicated their lives to protecting children. Well, I dare say that it's probably more appropriate and honest to say that they dedicated their lives to being revenue collectors for the corporation. And they were involved in probably massive amount of theft, property theft, human trafficking and the likes, because the feds do what they want. Let's be honest. And they want it all these government agencies. They're going for broke. They want it all because it's theirs. This is Satan's kingdom on this world. He is the chief. He is the ruler. Remember Bob Dylan's interview? And he asked him, why are you still going? You're this old. You have all the money in the world. You know, what is it? I can't stop, he says. I sold my soul to the devil. I signed a contract in blood. And the deal was, he was going to be made famous. And what do you think, right? Do you think Bob Dylan is a talented Israelite European? Is that what you think? No, that's not even his real name. He changed his name, like most of these Jews do. He was born Robert Allen Zimmerman. Zimmerman. You can pull that up at myjewishlearning.com. But Bob Dylan, a.k.a. Robert Allen Zimmerman, sold his soul to the devil to become famous. And he said the chief of this world is who has that contract with him. The commander, Lucifer, that's who he was talking about. I digress. Authorities say the suspects ran a complex network where child abuse material was shared on the dark web. It really demonstrates the commitment we have across the country and how we connect internationally, Schneider said. The FBI said similar investigations remained ongoing as of Tuesday. So yes, that movie, of course, Sound of Freedom, obviously you all know about that. Yeah, this stuff's very real. Regardless of the Freemasonic interests and monetary things behind the movie itself. Moving on. I do have a Substack article written by one David Scorpio, whom you're all probably familiar with, called Snoop Zog. 2023, sent to me by William Repellum. It says, "Greetings and welcome to the free-range, open-air insane asylum we call Zog America, a make-believe land where mental illness is overshadowed by the ever-increasing faggotry of our alleged culture. Oddly enough, the inspiration for this article was a commercial I recently viewed while having a snack at a local restaurant. Snoop Dogg has been doing commercials relentlessly, hawking whatever corporate garbage product agreeing to pay his requested allotment of magic shekels. Of all his commercials, Snoop Dogg selling limited edition munchie meals for Jack in the Box really took the cake. Buy one now before it's too late." And then there's a link to the commercial. Yes, the once edgy gangster rapper who could smoke Willie Nelson under the table completed his corporate journey, and Jack in the Box was the final destination. We have the music playing, so we will go to the break. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll return right after the commercial. We'll be right back.
Rod Otsman, says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. Never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive unless we are a little crazy. Yellow people walking through my head. One of them's got a gun. Shoot the other one. They were friends at school.
Welcome back. You are listening to the National Intel Report on RBN. And I am your guest host for the evening, Chris Switzer, otherwise known as the Freedom Ministry on RBN. And right before the break, I was reading from a Substack article written by our very own David Scorpio. And he's talking about Snoop Dogg or Snoop Zog and his latest commercial for Jack in the Box promoting the Munchie Meal. And it's all, of course, ebonics and ignorance at this point, and lowering the IQ, lowering your intelligence, and just completely turning you into this just puddle of enslavement. You become a Zogbot. Let's take a listen to it. It's only 39 seconds long. You can't watch it, obviously, but take a listen.
What up, Dutch boy? Big Snoop deal up with you. And I'm about to unveil the Snoop's munchie meal brought to you by Jack in the Box. Let's see what's in the box. Curly fries, you know how we do. And we got a chicken sandwich with all kinds of sauces and cheese and juices and fried stuff in it. We got the T.I.'s knockoff. You're talking about oily lens. And we got the world famous brownie. You know, I like my brother. I'm going to stop talking and get to it. Matter of fact, if she grabs you, want to get to it, tell her Snoop sent you. Hurry up.
Terrible. No, I don't want to watch it again. Awful. I don't even know what he's saying. But there it is. This is just another reason why, A, you shouldn't eat from these disgusting fast food restaurants that are not serving you food. It can hardly be called food at this point. You should be treating your body as a temple. Whatever you put into your body is either A, killing you, or B, healing you. Food's medicine. That's another lie from the big pharma industry. Drugs. It's pharmakia. It alters your frequency, takes you out of what you really should be, numbs whatever's going on, or hides the real issues, and ultimately kills you, like jack-in-the-box food. Or B, watching television. We shouldn't be watching television. Kill your TV. Destroy your Talmud vision. Look up the patents for your television, folks. It's a military weapon. It's exactly what it is. It's what it was designed to do, is to keep the slaves in check, the enemy, which is you, codified in the Trading with the Enemy Act. That's American policy, folks. If you thought you were free, guess again. Welcome to America, as this article goes on. It is a snapshot of America 2023. When someone 100 years from now asks, what was America like in 2023? He should be shown this video over and over on an endless loop. The viewer should be strapped down to a chair with a mechanical device holding his eyes open, a la Clockwork Orange, a deep voice declaring, this was America 2023. Should be whispering in the background, with flashing disco lights illuminating the room in a rainbow of colors, very fitting, a rainbow of colors for their sodomite Jewish homosexualization of this entire world. Snoop Dogg has managed to become a cultural icon, despite his minimal talent, swarthy appearance, and street thug persona. The god, little g, emperor, Caligula, was said to have cut the heads off statues around the Capitol, replacing them with a likeness of his horse. Imagine lopping off the heads of a founding father's statue in Washington, D.C., and replacing them with a likeness of Snoop D-O-double-G, a lit blunt hanging from his mouth, a new one replacing the old, changed and lit twice a day at 4:20 by an armed guard dressed in full military regalia, flanked by machine gun bearing companions. Yeah, wouldn't it be nice, folks? Wouldn't it be nice? Well, this brings us to an important question. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. Be right back.
One shot at a time.
We're going to break, folks. Hang on.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to the National Intel Report. And I am your guest host this evening, Chris Switzer, the Freedom Ministry. Please do call in. If you're listening, you have any questions, you'd like to add something to the conversation, please give us a call. See here as I pull up this article. We will continue on with the Snoop Zog article from the Substack written by David Scorpio. But please, before I don't mention it, that phone number to call in to RBN is 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And if you can, if you're able to, God puts it on your heart to do so, you have the money, please donate to RBN. You can do so by calling 800-724-2719, extension 3. or you can make check or money order payable to RBN. Send to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash the donate button. All right. So, I was reading about taking down the statue of the founding fathers for Snoop Dogg. And I don't know if I messed up that address, but I'm going to say it again. Send checks or money order to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or republicbroadcasting.org, and hit that donate button. There are several ways to do it. None of them wrong. Please keep shows like this alive and on air, because you're not going to hear it in the Zionist-controlled Jewish media. It's not happening. The synagogue of Satan killed our Savior, and if he came back today, they would do it again and call him an anti-Semite. That's just what they do. Back to the article. This brings us to an important question. Who creates our culture? The concept of culture creation is an often overlooked subject. Who creates the culture in a democratic society? We are often led to believe it is somehow spawned organically without careful oversight from powerful forces. Or perhaps it is just the natural byproduct of whatever is popular at the moment. Such thinking is naive and childlike. In the past, culture was greatly influenced by religious forces, but this is no longer the case in the Western world. Mm-mm. The news media, TV, movies, and music have become the major influencers. Social media. Even academia has fallen under the spell of these forces, becoming subservient and reluctant to challenge their cultural norms. Major corporations are the medium through which magic shekels flow, greasing the skids and promoting the desired public mindset and beliefs. One of the first men in America to latch on to the idea of using psychology to promote the selling of products was Edward Bernays. Edward Bernays, of course, was the nephew of Sigmund Freud, both of which are Austrian Jews, Edomites. Before he began his illustrious career in advertising, he cut his teeth building support for American involvement in World War I by creating images of babies hoisted atop German Hun bayonets. There was little domestic support for the European war, so Americans needed a little encouragement. Go get 'em, Goyim. Go fight your brothers in our Jewish wars. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, we need no more brother wars. No more brother wars. You may disagree with the country, with the state, with that corporation behind the people that they're sending to harm's way to be cannon fodder for their Zionist agenda. But please, folks, understand that we are more alike one another, regardless if you're talking about Germany, you're talking about Croatia, you're talking about England, you're talking about Ukraine, Russia, Australia, Canada, the USA. The people are the ones that suffer. This is the largest redistribution of wealth we've ever seen, ever. That's what this COVID communism was all about. A, the redistribution of wealth, shutting down the economy, reinventing the wheel, if you will, and white genocide. Let's be honest, This is about death. For this is the brotherhood of death. They are of the serpent seed. You can see it on all their temples. You'll see the snake. You'll see it in the medical industry, which is really just a death cult industry. You'll see the snake going up. It's everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere. It's in your face. But you must be a good little slave or die. We're going to take the first caller. We have Alan in Texas. You're on line one. Hey, Alan.
Yeah. Hey, you know, my friend, I don't want to sound like some kind of an atheist or some kind of anti-God, you know, person. But, you know, the deeper we get into this, the more that people really are finding out what's really happening to us. They revert to this God, this Jesus, this Bible thing, you know. It's like, I've got my faith, but, you know, my faith has been in me since I've been a young child, since I was able to read the Bible, since I was able to understand a preacher on the pulpit in front of me. It's been inside of me. Look into yourself, people. You know,
right.
The worse this gets, the more people I hear talking about, oh, well, Ephesians 26, 38, 76, hup, 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 you know. It's like, you know, they revert to this, you know, to this supernatural thing that's going to come and save them. People, save yourselves. You know, look what's really going on around you. You know, it just infuriates me, my friend. It really does.
Well, I'd rather you get mad, Alan, and actually do something about it and be accountable than sit back apathetic like these other people out there who do nothing. And all it takes is good men doing nothing for the acquiescence for this all to happen. Okay?
I've got a radio program on Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Sunday morning. Been doing it for more than 8 years now, you know. Telling people what I see, you know. I don't have a smartphone. I don't have an internet connection, but you know, I've still got what's called an organic computer. They used to call it a brain, and
that's right.
And I can see all this crap, and I put it all together, and I can see exactly where it's going, and I don't revert to, you know, something that you know, it's like, well, this perceived safety. You know, it's like if you give up your freedom for perceived safety, you don't deserve either one of them, do you?
No. That's almost a direct quote from one of the founding fraudsters. Yeah,
right,
absolutely.
Right. Different variations on the whole stuff. But we're living in the digital age, my friend, right now. You know, and it's completely different than anything. You know, I hear all these people, and it's like, well, in the 1960s, they had all these people that were going out and protesting, and it's like, why don't they do it now? It's like, well, what happened on January 6th? Because everyone that goes anywhere has a smartphone, and they're tracked and they're traced, and they can find you anywhere you went. It's like, if you went to this protest, you're subversive, you know? People, you do not understand what this digital technology has done to the world. I long for the world where people talked with people face-to-face, and they didn't email. They didn't Facebook. They didn't Twitter, you know?
That's right.
Man, I see the degradation of society around us on a global scale.
Sure. It's by design. You're absolutely right.
Yes, sir. It's by design, my friend.
Yeah, it's not to say that, you know, you can't use Scripture, which is God's word. It's a living word from a living God who, like you said, is within, not without.
The principles that are espoused in the Bible, you know, the Ten Commandments. Yes, very good tenets to live your life on, but when you believe every little tiny thing in the Bible, I mean, look back to Flavius Josephus, you know, and when the New Testament was written, look into it, people, and find out the real manipulation you've been under for thousands of years.
Yeah, nobody's saying that.
I'll let you go, my friend. I'm not going to rant too much longer, but. Thank you for letting me get out what I have. Thank you.
Absolutely. No, you got it, Alan. I don't care if we agree, disagree, you know, partly agree. That's your truth. I understand it. But there is a truth that's above my truth, your truth, and that is the truth. For Jesus Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach, is the truth, the way, and the life. And that word is a living word, okay? It is the truth. So yes, that can be your sword of truth. And no, I don't say just quote scripture and you're going to be fine. There's something about application. And like I said earlier in the show, accountability. You have to look within, like the caller said, like Alan said. The temple of God, folks, is not something you wait for. We're not waiting for rapture. We're not waiting for, some unknowable God to come down from the clouds and save us. No. Where is the kingdom of God? It's within. They can't rebuild the temple, these Jews, these liars. It's not a physical temple. It's not material. It's not of this world. It's not of this world, folks. You must look within and you must invite God in. Prayer. He's there when you pray. Where two or more are, there I am. The church is us. It is not a building. It is us, folks. It is not a building. We're going to go to the next caller here, Patrick in Texas. Hey, Patrick.
Hello, Chris. I'm on board with you. We are the Israelites. The Bible wasn't written until much later on, but there's things like the Dead Sea Scroll that predates the Bible by 1,000 years. You can reference that. And there's also a great first great culture, the Sumerians, from Samaria. And that's very interesting. There's a lot of clay tablets that's been translated about all that. And that also backs that up. There's E. Raymond Capp, there's archaeology. There's done a lot of uncovering teams of archaeologists, and they have, found the actual archaeological evidence, not just any kind of, writings in the Bible. And they've basically uncovered the missing link, is his book title. And we were all, all the 10 northern tribes of the Israelites, they went into captivity in Assyria, and in four-fifths of the lower tribes went into captivity. And they, there were some that went into Babylon. They came back, and they call it a remnant. But that was insignificant in comparison to the millions that was that they tracked down. And we now know where they went to. They went to what's called the Path of Israel, or the Caucasus. And people call us the Caucasian, but there's a very good trail that goes through there.
Yep.
And Sargon, the Library of Sargon of Assyria, they found out that what they call is Gemara, and Gemara is translated by the Greeks to Seca, and that's all also backed up by the on the side of a mountain in Persia, 300 miles of just like a Rosetta Stone, three different languages backs all that up. So we got a lot of evidence tracking us down, and we came to the Scipians. There's no bad tribe, and now Scipians came to Germanic, Goths, the Ostrogoths, Vestigoths, and the Celtic people, and we spread out from there. So we know where we come from. You're not going to break through, all the public information centers. We are Hebrew. We spoke Hebrew. And I want to read something out of Mr. Link real fast there. 75% of English words come direct from Hebrew. Words are their roots. 75% of English words come direct from Hebrew. You got that? Block letter stuff that the Yiddish that they speak with, which is Slavic slang that they speak because they confuse their people they're conning. It's true. It's like there's several words like chill in English, C-H-I-L, Hebrew, C-H-I-L, Rash, R-A-R-E-S-H, Hebrew, R-A-S-H, Mellow, in English, M-E-L-L-O-W, Hebrew, M-E-L-O-W, or M-E-L-O, excuse me. And it goes on and on and on. The similarities are there. 75% of English words come from Hebrew, and that's from the linguist, you know, taking that. So yes, I'll back out of it there. I don't want to try to go down a much bigger rabbit hole. Now, one more thing I'd like to bring up. Donald Trump tweeted out, there's Dr. Jan Halbert Pays. He says she's fantastic. She took apart the guy on the election fraud.
We got now, the break, and I'll hold you over. Hang on.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
This is the National Intel Report. I am guest hosting tonight. My name is Chris Switzer, the Freedom Ministry, and we were talking with Patrick from Texas before the break. If you want to wrap up your thoughts here, Patrick.
Please. This is from Donald Trump. Donald Trump tweet, he said, Jan Halpert Hayes is fantastic. And she took apart this guy about the election fraud And now, what she was on Rumble with Red Pill 98, and she said that Joe Biden is the president. He's the president of a U.S. bankrupt corporation. Corporation, people, this is not our nation. What we have is foreign for-profit corporations that call themselves governments. They mask the war by deception. You're under corporate law. You know, and that's right from her mouth. You can look at that, Red Pill 78. And with that, I'll let you go, Chris.
All right. I appreciate it, Patrick. Thank you for calling. Yeah, it is incredible that you can look to extra-biblical and other historical references and see that God's word is true and that he is the creator, and what he said happens and happened is. I was having a Bible study and fellowship with another couple of believers, my wife and I, and he pointed out to me how the Chinese pictographs, you know, their language, the character that they use for flood, actually shows a boat and the number 8 in it, which references Noah's Ark and the flood, folks. And I'm pulling up an article here, which I find to really pull it together. And it says, recalling that I learned somewhere that the Chinese character for flood somehow contained the symbol for 8, I asked my Chinese friend to write out the Chinese word for flood and to describe what its component symbols represented. As indicated above, his description of flood included the number 8, a fact he had no explanation for other than he guessed that it might have once been a phonetic symbol, similar to how 4 can be shorthand for 4 or 8 for 8, like you know, ate something food-wise. Then I read 1 Peter 3:20 to him and pointed out how Genesis 6-10 reports that exactly 8 men and women survived the global flood, a fact that perfectly made sense of the Chinese pictographs. Then he added that the Chinese character for boat also contained the number 8, and he began to realize that his own language contained latent clues that the Bible's early history was once well known to the Chinese people. Another point that came up with our fellowship last night was very poignant about Scottish Highlanders being found in Chinese burial mounds from thousands and thousands of years ago. But I believe we are coming up on the break as well. Do I hear the music? I think we are going to break. We'll return right after the break, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.